blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Flashpoint. It looks as if Stephen gave me some information. I've already recorded him, that China is going to take Taiwan sometime in November. They have called the White House on this. They have spoken to Biden. Evidently, the military chiefs and Biden himself are in great distress. So that is that. I'll tell you that up front because I want it to color everything else that I have to say. We have been talking all summer about how this fall, it looks like it's shaping up to be perhaps the beginning of the end, but at least some very, very troubling times. And everything I learn, it just solidifies that. So let's just jump into the material. A calendar, I think it's John Calendar. He's an attorney. He's an international attorney. International law is his field. He is in the forefront of everyone that is trying to work on the vaccines, on information, on getting the attention. He knows what he's talking about. He has done much research on this. I have put up a link to an interview where he is saying that Marburg itself is not very contagious, but it is very deadly. It is coming because it is inside people already. It is inside the jab. It will be activated by 5G. This is why they're so eager to put up the 5G towers. In fact, we have been put on notice that they want to put up a 5G tower on part of our property. So, and there must be others in listening range here. They want to put them every few hundred feet because they don't work very well if they go any further than that. And they're very, very demonic. So we need to pray about that. I haven't quite decided. I've got a lot on my plate right now, but I'm going to have a prayer meeting about that and maybe a prayer meeting with the neighbors, whoever will join. But inside the jab is a cocktail of pathogens lying dormant inside the lipid nanoparticles, which is inside the hydrogel. When they broadcast 18 gigahertz signal 1 minute three times, the hydrogel will swell and release the dormant pathogens. Primarily in here is, besides Marburg, is the 1P36 deletion, which will turn people into zombies. We have spoken of this before. The 1P36 gene governs your higher mental abilities. It's in the frontal lobe, your higher thought processes, your decision making, your analyses, probably your worship, your regard for God. Your soul certainly resides there. Your morality, or at least it's part of the soul in your brain that is just. It's like your processor for the image of God within you. Without that, people who have been damaged by frontal lobe injuries, they turn into just profligate livers, just alcohol and just free livers, complete opposite what they were before. And he draws attention to the Con Plan 888, 2011. It was put out as a joke. It is labeled counter-zombie dominance operations, but he said it is not a joke. In fact, the CDC has put out its warning of zombies in the form of a cartoon to further the joke. But listen to some of the, I have put a link to that document. It's very long. Listen to some of the wording. Stratcom is Strategic Air Command will be in charge, and they will serve as the lead component within the command to ensure all Phase Zero shaping operations are conducted and synchronized with other federal, state, and tribal agencies. That doesn't sound like a joke. To ensure that necessary epidemiological definition of that, requirements are issued and answered by the intelligence community. CBRNE is chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear training departments will be given the information, and we will make sure that this training is accomplished across the STRATCOM enterprise. It is important to note, they say in their paperwork, that zombies are not cognizant life forms. They don't have a thinking brain. As such, they cannot be deterred or reasoned with in any way. They have brains, but they don't have a frontal lobe. They are virtually eels that you encounter on the sea bottom and you want to avoid when you scuba dive. They're no more than that. Zombie forces will become stronger with each human casualties, because each human casualty will become a zombie. Attorney Callender said a part of the loss of the gene, 1P36 gene, is that people bite. They want to bite. Domestic law enforcement agencies will address any CONUS-based attack. There is no medical cure for the zombie pathogen. Once a human turns, they cannot be cured or reverted to human status. This is not a joke. The only assumed way to effectively cause casualties to the zombie ranks by tactical force is the concentration of all firepower to the head. Specifically the brain. The only way to ensure a zombie is dead is to burn the zombie corpse. Because why? Well, we'll go over that in a minute further on down here. Why are they not dead? EMZs, which is electromagnetic zombies, are the only class of zombie that may not be vulnerable to this measure, i.e. brain destruction and then burning. Why not? Because they are set up to receive outside AI influence, and it's probably inhabited by a demon. So, you know, even if you kill what's left of the brain, it has AI in it. Information coming that the fourth dose, which will be mandated. Yes, paperwork is being drawn about a fourth dose, about vaccines being mandated globally in 2023. But the hospitalizations now where they are being rolled out. I think this was from New South Wales, which is ahead of the game, probably one of the highest vax in the Western world, right behind Israel. If you take a fourth jab, the hospitalizations go up dramatically. I'm looking at a bar graph, and of course the biggest, tallest bars are the dose dependent hospitalizations. And if you get a fourth one, it goes one, okay, it's a step up. Every, you get one, there's two. Every time you take one, it's stepped up. But for the fourth, it's not a step up. It's a wall. You've got to get rock climbing equipment to get up this wall. That's what it looks like. In here are just virtually not represented in hospitalizations, despite what the American medical system is telling you, because as we mentioned last week, they don't know who's vaccinated. They don't ask. They don't want to know, because they know it's not good news for them. Unless it's, you know, slapped in their face by somebody, they say unvaxxed across the board. How effective are the shots? Doctor of Philosophy, yes, he has an MP, the equivalent, I guess, of a master's in public health, but his doctorate is in philosophy. Tedros Ghebreyesus, director of the WHO. He has not had a COVID shot. That tells you just how safe and effective they are. A vaccine injured Dr. Shapira, the general director of Israel Institute for Biological Research, in 2013-21 tweeted, "Monkeypox cases were rarer for years. During the last years, a single case was documented in Israel. It is well established that the mRNA vaccines affect the natural immune system. A monkeypox outbreak following massive COVID vaccination is not a coincidence." He was the director general of the Institute for Biological Research until 2021. The response on the part of the medical, he was kicked off Twitter. I'm going to put a link in here of a video of a parasite coming out of a dead praying mantis. This is horrific. Of course, a dead praying mantis, this goes to, they want us to eat bugs. Don't eat bugs. There are no plans for God's people to eat the non-kosher foods that they're telling the world that they're going to be forced to eat. These are not kosher. Praying mantis is not scriptural. Scripture says they have to walk on four legs, even though they have six. They only walk on four, and they have to have jointed legs for hopping above their feet. The praying mantis does not have those kind of legs. But the video is disgusting. In fact, an NIH report came out that most of the bugs in a bug farm contain parasites, contain pathogens that were dangerous for human consumption. What do they care? They want to kill us all. So, we're not down to 500 million yet, so they've got a lot of killing left to do. I'm going to put up a link to the Barcelona 92 Olympic Games, where you see they are virtually announcing that they're going to use a coronavirus in their opening games. These opening ceremonies are demonic, and Satan is telling you in an entertainment form what he's going to do. And included in this are hydras. You will see the typical corona spread here. But in the midst of this are these black things popping up, and they are inflated balloons. These are hydras. Hydras are parasites. They are immortal. Is this why they are injecting people with hydras? And is it the hydra that just keeps regenerating and regenerating, that never dies, that prevents humans from dying also? So when they long for death, they cannot. Is this why the zombie cannot be guaranteed to be dead? We're so off here. Whoever thought we'd be talking like this, 20 years ago? This is crazy. I'm listening to myself and I'm thinking, I hope other people are on this same planet, because we are facing the final war between the creator of the universe and his top gun, his top man. And what do you think that fight would look like? Do you think you're going to understand it? And the booty is the souls of man. What is the top gun for the Lord? Originally the top gun, now the top adversary. What is he going to use against those who have something that he wants, i.e. their souls? What is he going to use? Yeah, anything he can think of. Too wild? Take a deep breath. It's not. Because you're dealing with the mind of Satan. Okay, Burke's book, This is Disgusting. 50% of the people, she says casually, who died from Omicron were older and vaccinated. That's why I'm saying, even if you're vaccinated and boosted, you're not protected. Somebody should just absolutely, anyway, I won't go there. I knew these vaccines, she says, are not going to protect against infection. And I think we overplayed these vaccines. Oh, now you're telling people. Young people have committed suicide. People have lost jobs. They've lost homes. They're now homeless on the street. children are a couple of grades behind because they closed the schools, and remote learning is not the same. And now you're saying, yeah, I know, I think we overplayed it. You are responsible for so much. And then she goes on, the 6 feet apart rules, the 15 days to slow the spread. Only X number of people can gather for the churches, for funerals, for weddings. Those were all invented, she says. She also admitted that she knew about the lab link, and she knew that COVID would come out of the box, quotes, ready to infect, and the virus was being worked on by scientists in Wuhan. And she said that the weekly COVID reports, as we have said here for, going into our third year, or fake, that she would write, submit, revise, hide, resubmit, and what she was doing was subterfuge. She was trying to hide the truth from you. When they say things like that, don't believe a word that ever comes out of their mouths. We just have to go into our secret prayer changer and say, Father, I'm totally before you on my knees. Without you, we will not survive. Here is Health Minister Canada Duclos saying, in order to be up to date on your vaccines, you're never finished. You're going to need a new one every 9 months. Coming out, they haven't filled us with enough hydrogel, hydras, blood clots. They want to kill us all. Horrific study of UK children. They are much more responsible and truthful about their statistics in the UK and Israel even. So if you can look at those studies, the studies that, our apparatus under Fauci and Birx are not worth the paper they're written on or the bandwidth we took to call it up on our computers. Government has quietly confirmed that the COVID-19 vaccines are killing children at an unprecedented rate. They admit that the vaccinated children are 4,423. That's almost 45 times more likely to die of any cause, and 13 over... almost 14,000% more likely to die of COVID-19 than unvaccinated children. This is disgusting. They're going to stand before the Lord in the great judgment, and I cannot wait to sit there. Dr. Trotsky and Dr. Shoemakers regarding VADES. This is talking about the Israeli studies. The vaccines were started in Israel, and now they're the most vaccinated country in the world. 98% vaccinated, by the way. 0.004% of children are vaccinated there. They learned their lesson the first time around, and I think they're going to throw themselves, on the barbed wire to set their children free, because they're not going to vaccinate their children. They've lost immune function and now have the hallmark of AIDS, acquired immune deficiency, vaccine-acquired immune deficiency. They have unexplainable parasitic infections and other infections because there's a drop in their T cells, the T cells are the good guys. Killer lymphocytes, another good guys, are attacking the spleen and body's defenses, and that is antibody dependent enhancement. And he said, if you want a terrible immune system, he summarized it, get a third, fourth, or fifth shot. And they just keep coming. Very interesting. The monkeypox is only showing up in countries that have received Pfizer. North America, South America, Europe, Australia. The only one that's not is, it looks like, Nepal. Monkeypox has never left China for 50 years. I mean, Africa for 50 years. It's now appearing in spontaneously in all Western countries. And it is, by the way, indistinguishable from chickenpox, shingles, or herpes. And also adverse reactions to the skin. Many people think it's just a shingles-type reaction to the vaccine. War on Truth, the Think Before Sharing has been launched specifically. This is a UN project. They say they are declaring war on conspiracy theories. Specifically prohibited from being mentioned is George Soros, the Rothschilds, and the hierarchy, the government of Israel, being linked or responsible for or being mentioned in any way with any conspiracies. This is launched by Twitter, the European Commission, and the World Jewish Congress. This is not Jews that are seeking truth. This is not our brothers. This is not our brother Judah. This is more the synagogue of Satan. And Yeshua himself said, "They're not Judah. They're Satanists. You know, they're not your brothers for ordinary Israelis who are looking for truth." When I was there in the early 2000s, and I've been there a couple of times since, but it's never been repeated. But at that time, our leader was saying, you know, the Israeli people, he is a native. The Israeli people are seeking Torah. They're not seeking the writings, the more extreme rabbinic writings. Russia, you know, several people have opined on their blogs, on their news, on independent media, saying that Russia appears to be defeating the globalists, and I think that Russia is being held up as the good guy, as I have stated in the past. I think that the country is returning to a semblance of Christian roots. Of course, they have been atheistic for 100 years, so how many of those roots do they still have? I don't know. But they are now promoting digital ID, digital currency, a return of the vaccine mandates, mandatory face masks, UN agendas. They're laying the groundwork for a social credit system. So Russia, I believe, you know, it is my opinion at this time, they are going to be the enforcers of the Antichrist along with his forces, and that they are being used now to defeat the West and our government. You know, it's not the people. Our government is very renegade. In fact, that's why we get into Jeremiah 50:51. China is now opining that they cannot have Taiwan before they establish a Pearl Harbor-style attack on the U.S., which is just what Henry Groover saw, that Russia and China, with other nations, they join together and come and just attack evidently in surprise. Remember, they can turn our hearing systems off. They can our communication. They can turn it off. China now has stated they will have no more talks with the USA. And this weekend, it looks like Ezekiel 38:39 could be shaping up. Also, 350 rockets have been fired from Gaza to Israel this weekend. The children are sleeping next to the bomb shelters in Israel. Please pray for our brother Judah. Who is mystery? Babylon. Babylon is an idol worshiper. It's also mentioned in Revelation 18, which is end times. This is an end times nation. It was mystery then because they hadn't even heard of the United States, but it's not a mystery anymore when we look at some of the. And I'm only going to have time here. I am so sorry, but let me go to the last slide. The last slide is this: why does this all happen? I set a trap for you, O Babylon. This is the Yehovah speaking. You were caught before you knew it. You were found and captured because you opposed the Lord. But it's not bad news for God's people. For Israel and Judah have not been forsaken by their God. Yehovah Almighty, though their land is full of guilt before the Holy One of Israel, Yehovah has vindicated us. Come, let us tell in Zion what the Lord our God has done. So that is why this is happening. He is bringing down an idolatrous nation that has abused his people. And we haven't felt this abuse yet, but once they get the power, we will feel it. So this is not bad news. I think it's happening this fall.
Like a
thank you so much. Please stay by. Stand by for the
my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name
One,
of my
two,
rock.
A new flashpoint, and I'm not sure which it is, if it's
shield.
The first half or the second half.
Blessed be
we'll
the
have
Lamb
to see how
will
this goes,
the scroll,
because even as we listen, has some very concerning, but if you're praying to see the face of our Redeemer quickly, you're going to like this information. So welcome to the show, Stephen.
Bonnie, I've never heard a broadcast start like that.
Well, I have been. I don't know where we're going. Well, I do know, but I don't know if this is the first or the second. We'll just stop when you have divulged all your information.
Okay.
But usually you're on the second, because I figure, listeners will hang through me on the first half so they can get to you. So,
right. I thought it was funny to hear the part about if you're looking to see the face of the Messiah, then you're going to like this one. How do you take that one?
Well, then we'll drop it on you, folks. Tell everyone what you just told me, Stephen.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Yes. We're in a very peculiar situation right now with China. And I'm pretty much I'll just say right now, in an undisclosed location. I've got a little bit of meetings a little bit later tonight and tomorrow, actually for the next several days, tell you that the situation with Taiwan has taken a turn for the worse. And initially, Bonnie, Biden administration was going to stand down when China were to take Taiwan. And that had been the case. I've announced it. I've spoke about it. We've actually withdrawn a lot of our military assets out of Taiwan as a result of this. In fact, and I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. I do know it, but it's just not on the tip of my tongue. The commander of the Pacific Fleet had said, Taiwan will not be another Afghanistan. And that's quoting him directly. But the situation as of 3 days ago, I actually know it the day that this went down, was the Biden administration had changed. And I say Biden administration because you have to remember, President Biden doesn't always call the shots. I mean, he's still trying to remember what he had for breakfast. So, there's a little bit of a challenge there. So, but nonetheless, the lawyers and stuff that are in the background that are controlling things have made the decision that we're going to have to defend Taiwan, because if we don't, letting China take Taiwan down would cause us to go into a full-blown depression. That was what I was told directly, a full-blown depression. So the issue with Pelosi flying into Taiwan, this was all set up intentionally, including Biden pretending like that's a different part of the legislative branch and he can't control her. But yet she takes the entire United States Navy fleet over there with her for her protection, and the commander in chief has no control. At least that's what they think that the Chinese will buy. As I was told, the Chinese are not stupid. They did not buy Biden's cockamamie lie when he tries to tell them, oh, by the way, excuse us there, but I have no control over my own military, nor Nancy Pelosi. She does her own thing. No, Nancy Pelosi doesn't. It was a staged event. And
I perceive so, because it was so outrageously unnecessary that I just thought, it's just, this is another chapter in the play, and you know, she's thoroughly enjoying it.
Yeah, but the strange thing is, though, Bonnie, is, you know, the advisors to the president, at least the ones that I know, are like really dumbfounded why they would do something so reckless. Because these people are military advisors. I know people in the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and they know that China was not going to buy this. And they did not. It infuriated China so greatly, though, that this no longer became a secretive matter. China, the White House, directly, and said, because of what you've done with Nancy Pelosi, we will speed up our takedown of Taiwan, and we will do it by November of this year. Now, that's what they're saying. The question is, will they really do it? It appears to be that they will, and now that the White House administration has already said that we're going to go ahead and defend Taiwan after all, that leaves us into a situation is, will we really do it? Because now our hand is being called. Are we going to try to continue a bluff? Or is it really a bluff? From what I've been told, it's not a bluff. We're going to have to defend Taiwan. And China, the question is, are they really willing to go and take Taiwan as early as November? I was told directly what the Chinese said, and the Chinese said that the United States better choose their steps very carefully from this point forward. Now, that leads us into another issue. And I don't remember, Bonnie, when I was a part of this, but I was a part of the information that was shared with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, I'll say 6 months ago, roughly, give or take a month or two, where it was being disclosed to the Joint Chiefs the technology of Russia and China militarily, specifically with the Navy of China. And those that were sitting in that meeting were blown away at the advancement of technology that China had made in their Navy. Now, granted, they don't have the ships that we have or the numbers. They only have, I think, what is it, one or two aircraft carriers that have been built recently, though. They do have quite a few submarines, things like that. But their technology that was being shown to the Joint Chiefs of Staff was alarming. And the way it was put to me is that if we had to go to war with China, it would be equivalent to us battling ourselves because of the fact that their technology is more advanced, even though we have them outnumbered. We only have them outnumbered in Navy ships. Now, we do not have them outnumbered in warplanes. They actually have us outnumbered in warplanes. So, and then, of course, we're dealing with the fact that most of our ships and things like that in our planes are built in China. There is concern about China having control to be able to just cause those ships to malfunction in planes and bring our planes down. There's all kinds of issues that we're dealing with. And so having to face the very realistic possibility that we may go to war with China as early as November is really becoming a very scary thing and becoming a very realistic issue.
Plus, all the military is, you know, vaxxed and woke and wearing red high heels, like you see in some of their woke programs. You know, this technology, I know that you have said before, Stephen, that they get technology from the purveyors of technology since time began, which is the fallen angels, gave them mind-altering drug formulas, gave them metallurgy, iron, steel, how to make. Do you think that this technology is from that source? And I know that you have said previously that the military of the U.S. has begged the Fallen Angels for more advanced technology, but it doesn't seem to be forthcoming.
Right. Specifically, John Podesta and Hillary Clinton deal with the reptilians on the level of negotiations for greater technology for our U.S. military purposes. Russia and China also have similar discussions with ETs that they work with. And at this point right now, the ETs or the reptilians had said to us, quite frankly, that, you know, if we give you this technology, you're not allowed to use it for war purposes, which almost seems hypocritical when they say that. but that's the way they put it to us. However, every time we get the technology, we end up using it for that purpose anyway. There's no doubt that the Chinese probably get their technology from extraterrestrial or reverse engineering, just as we do. We get a lot of our technology from reverse engineering because of the crashed spacecraft.
Yeah.
People really don't realize how many spacecraft crash. They do. You would think that these entities who can go from, say, 10 light years away from our planet and can be here within 4 months, you think to yourself, well, wow, if you can go 10 light years away and do it in 4 months, can you imagine how fast the people would have to travel to get here? Well, they don't use, by the way, they do not use, they're not traveling faster than the speed of light. What they're doing is they're using wormholes.
Yeah.
Or what we would call black holes. And when they go into one of those, they pop out the other side and voila, they're here within 4 months and yet that far away. Now, that being said, you know, it was not disclosed to me specifically what technology that China has, but that is something I am definitely going to look into. I was sitting here looking too, Bonnie, at China. One of the very quotations that I got was that China is reprocessing of our actions and that they are jumping mad and put us on notice that we best choose our steps very carefully. And also, in all caps, I was told Biden is lost for what to do. And of course, I was, asking pretty much about. It sounds more like to me like a game of chicken. And but then the response was, but China doesn't play usually. So that lets you know how serious that is when you're dealing with these two superpowers. And then I take that, Bonnie, and then I realize, you know, the Israelis were giving me a hard way to go when I put up a challenge over the port of Haifa. I caused the Israeli government a lot of grief over that because I challenged publicly that China was allowed to get the bidding of the rebuilding of the port of Haifa, a military port, without any opposition. No one bid on it, China alone, and China got the contract. And then, of course, China was then dictating to the United States that once they're finished, when you come into port, you have to have all your planes below deck. You cannot come in any kind of battle formation, which really, at that time, President Trump was president, and it really upset him that China was dictating these types of things. Then we go into that situation when I put that article out. Two things happened. One, I got contacted by the Israelis for making my public statement about it to quit speaking against the Chinese because they would be the next world superpower and that they would be using them as a superpower. And at the same time, but it did help, though, with the port of Ashkelon because they're wanting to build a port in Ashkelon. So they ended up having to put that one out for bid. I think it was four different companies bid on it, including one of the Chinese. And, of course, the Chinese won it anyway. But nonetheless, you know, at least we had a little bit of input.
They went through the forms of being honest and upright about it.
Exactly. But so that just makes you wonder coming. And then, of course, another thing that we had in a meeting that I was in, when was it? It was probably about 4 days ago. I had a short briefing, about a half hour briefing, and we were discussing the situation with, goodness, get my mind to wrap around this one correctly here. We were discussing the issue. There's this thing going around right now, Bonnie, about a new world order system, but a little bit different. It's based on the social credit score, and that a lot of individuals, I think they call it the QRS something, and it's about where certain individuals, you're basically going to be, everybody in society would be labeled, whether you are considered a threat to society or you're just a commoner. It is all based on social credit. And then they had certain groups, though, or certain individuals that would be considered nationals. And the nationals, they use a different terminology, but I've already been told don't use that terminology on air. But the nationals then, they did not have their money taken away. The rest of the people, they would be given social credit allowances. That would be part of that New World Order system. And that really kind of went viral on the internet. And so I got asked about it. So I brought that up in this meeting. And I was told that there is truth to it, but the only way they can bring it out is either by a strike hitting the earth, the other thing would be a nuclear bomb or a nuclear attack on the United States, and that either one would help for them to usher in a new world order. And we're really at the edge of either one taking place. In fact, a friend of mine in FEMA that's an engineer just sent me a text earlier asking me if I could confirm that the earth is supposedly going to get hit by a meteorite here at the end of this month, which I don't know the answer to that as of yet. Everything I do know, though, nothing is catastrophic. I do know that. I do know that there is a annual asteroid belt that we go through, that they're saying that there's more involved this time around. But as far as I'm aware of, it would be planet killers. Everything that they said that could hit the Earth would be basically, you have some that could be big enough to take out a city, some, you know, less, but there is a possibility. But that would not, the ones that I've heard about, though, are not so much this year. It'd be going into next year, something to that effect.
Yeah, I always figured, with China announcing that they're going to take Taiwan in, for some reason, I just have a cough. I am trying to cough quietly. In November, that kind of, you know, solidifies, because I've been, you know, my deduction has been for months now that this fall is it. And it looks as if we are the players are getting ready in their positions. You can see it. You can see it almost coalescing into the appropriate camps, and this camp here, and this is going to happen, and these relations break down, those relations break down, before all this would become possible. And it looks as if everything that it matches November, it matches this fall.
Well, that was another thing that was interesting, and I don't know the reason behind it, but I was told that November actually would be very strategic for China to pull this off. So why November? Is it because of elections? Is it, you know, the midterms? Is there something to that to do with it? I don't know the answer to it. I just know that that's what was – there's some things, if you're not in a secured environment, you can't really share. So, you know, you have to kind of play it by ear until you can. But so I really kind of have to wait until I get into more of a secured environment to ask questions about certain issues.
You know, I was watching a video. It was an analysis of iPetGoat 2, which is certainly a very curious promotion, both of them. And it does seem to be, as I have said, Father says, I don't do anything except I tell my servants first, my prophets. And I think that that is incumbent upon Satan. He can act, but he has to warn people. I'm sure the Lord said, yes, okay, this is the way it's going to be, Satan. You have to warn the people on earth. So anyway, he's chosen, of course, he's chosen movies and all of this, but also this iPetGoat. This is very curious, very curious. It's not entertainment. You know that it is allegorical, And people have watched it and made very, you know, credible deductions here. Anyway, this person was saying 11-8, that is it. And he was taking by adding up some of the obvious numbers that were promoted within the essentially a cartoon. I think the way is, I mean, relations with the U.S. and China have now broken down. There's no more dialogue. As far as I know, it's the same with Russia. And 350 or 450 rockets fell upon Israel this weekend. And the weekend isn't, well, it's over with there, but...
Yes, and that's not gonna, that situation is not going to get any better either. The IDF has called up extra troops. They've called up retirees. That's another thing, too, Bonnie, too, that's happened here in America. We've actually been calling up troops, including retired military personnel, but it's not for overseas deployment. It's deployment for the West out to California. And they're not saying anything. They could use the National Guard, but they're afraid that it would bring attention to the public that there's a crisis. So the U.S. government has decided instead to prepare to use the regular military, which is unlawful to be done in this country. But they are anticipating, due to food and water crisis coming, that they're going to have to bring the military in to keep the violence at bay.
If there's one place in the country that should not have, I don't know, what's the total population there? L.A. into Arizona, is it, I don't know, 50, 70 million? I mean, there's one place in the country that should not be built up. It is the heaviest. It is the most heavily built up.
Yes. And so that's another big issue. And then on top of that, the weather anomalies that we're going to be having. You know, we were thinking last year that this would have begun last year. It's one of the reasons why, you know, I'd gotten information that we could anticipate hurricanes that would be off the charts, basically. And this year, though, another reason for coming down here where I'm at now is the meetings that have been taking place down in the Sunshine State, we'll say like that, have been to do with the solar activity. And I can tell you that the U.S. government is only going to disclose it as being, well, we just have a little bit more activity than normal. But the issue is, it's not the case, Bonnie. They're not going to tell the people what's really happening when it comes to solar activity. And the situation is very, very bad.
A Carrington event?
You know, I don't know so much if it's going to be a Carrington event, but I do know that the sun is basically going through a rebirth. I also know this from Harold out of Germany, who has also confirmed that. Former McKinney, the former congresswoman, actually she contacted me recently from Asia, and she was asking me specifically what did I know about the changes that are going to happen towards the end of the year, that she's being told that they would be catastrophic for the Earth. It's mainly going to be, when we say catastrophic, though, it's weather. I know that when I was traveling last night, coming just from Atlanta down south, we hit for an hour straight such torrential rains. And I'm assuming, because we just had a day or 2 days before that, another huge solar eruption on the sun. In fact, they said it was like record-breaking in size. And these are what's affecting our weather on the Earth like never before. You know, or at least that's the way it's put to me. But sometimes you can't help but wonder if, you know, China and Russia don't have their own HAARP systems and they're all attacking each other back and forth with these. But then on top of that, Bonnie, I've been told that we're going to have locusts. We have these one kind of locusts that are dormant ever so many, I don't know, 100 years or something like that. And they're supposed to come out this coming fall. And it's almost like we're about to see another Exodus scenario of 3,600 years ago.
That is straight out of what we did. What was that about? 3,000, a little over 3,000 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Indeed.
Bonnie.
You know, we are at the end of this, Stephen. If I don't pull it down, then it's too hard to edit it.
I've run out of air.
Are you out? Do you want to?
I think we pretty much covered
it?
Everything
okay.
That I could.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Stephen, and thank you, everyone.